I thought we played extremely well offensively, and I thought we did a good job of just taking care of business. As we told our team in the locker room before the game, you know, these guys, they wanted Dallas, they wanted Miami, they wanted Denver, they wanted Utah. So, you know, they're a very capable team, especially if you let them hang around. And I just thought that we did a great job of you know, taking control of the game and keeping control of the game. I was a little disappointed at the start because I thought we were kind of exchanging baskets. Everything was coming so easy offensively that I didn't think we dug in and played defense the way we need to. But I thought we did a much better job with that in the second half. And then, you know, we just shot the ball extremely well tonight. I thought Jay Rich got us off to a great start. And, you know, Amari made some jumpers. They seemed to be clogging the lane and not giving him the ability to drive, so he made some jump shots. I thought everybody played well. You know, obviously Lou came in, gave us great energy, and, you know, Channing, you know, shot the ball well. So it was just a good total team effort, and I thought we did a great job offensively. You know, obviously, you know, scoring 152 points, you have to be really shooting the ball well and doing some good things offensively. I thought we did a great job with our turnovers. We didn't turn the ball over, and I thought we just kept good focus. We didn't really lose our focus, even after we had the big lead, and that's what I was real happy with.
16 minutes at LB, nice to finally get him out there.
Yeah, and it worked out perfect for us. You know, he hadn't had an opportunity to play, and in a situation like this, it was good to have him out there and to be able to run a little bit and just get a little bit of a feel back. But, you know, he's still a long way from being back to where he needs to be back to really help us. And this was a good step tonight to be able to get him 16 minutes.
Even though you have a couple of days off, how important is this time of year? Kind of starters like all in the 25-minute range?
Well, I like that because, I mean, obviously, you know, we got Utah coming in here Friday, and you know what a physical game that would be, and the fact that we were able to just sit the guys out, and we'll take tomorrow off and give them a chance to rest, and then we'll come in and have a good practice Thursday and then be ready to go Friday.
You talked about the first quarter being a little sluggish or concerned that trading baskets, but early on that second quarter, you guys just obviously felt it up and took it away.
Well, I think with this team right here, what was a little bit disappointing, and Minnesota does a really great job of running on makes and misses, and, you know, we had three baskets in the first quarter where they went down and laid the ball in the basket against us after we made a basket in less than 4 seconds, and that was a little bit disappointing in our transition defense, but as you said, overall, I thought we did a good job, and we did a good job of taking control of the game, I think, in the second quarter. Although we had a couple of turnovers, and they had about a 6-0 run that when we were up, and I thought we were about to get separation. But we came back and closed out the quarter in the last 3 minutes with a good run, and we had a pretty comfortable lead at the half.
You really pushed the ball the last couple of games. Are you making a conscious effort to really get that going?
Well, Steve has, and, you know, Goran's always got kind of, when he's gotten in the game, you know, that's one of the things that we've talked to him about is pushing the ball and trying to be in the attack mode. Steve has pushed it a lot more. You know, I think we're just trying to gear up, you know, for the last 15 games, have a pace that we're comfortable with, and, you know, he's done a great job with that.
Jay Rich, obviously, another 20-point game, gave you a strong number.
He did, and, you know, we probably didn't go to him nearly enough. You know, he had a stretch there where he didn't get very many shots up, but everything was going so good. And you know, he's the type of guy, guys, the other night, even in the game, he said to the coaches, hey, let's get Earl some minutes and stuff, you know, just put him in for me. And, you know, you don't find many guys that would do that. That's why I said I really respect this team, and I really like this team because, you know, I think they really pull for each other, and there's just a really good chemistry here. All right, thanks, man.